The word today is discipline. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. A loving parent is saddened by having to discipline their child who has disobeyed and needs correction. The Bible discusses physical discipline of children. If done, it must be in a controlled and loving fashion with discussion between parent and child. It is a topic that people may disagree on, so respect is necessary. We are to discipline our children as God lovingly disciplines us. Here to consider this further is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Discipline.
There are some topics in the Bible that can cause division or dissension, partly because people don't understand the words in their original context, or because cultures change and the preference or the popularity of ideas change over time. And some people will just dismiss the Bible out of hand, and they will think it no longer applies. One of the topics that can be difficult, in which you may find differences of opinion, even among Christians, is that of discipline of children. And every parent gets into this question of how will we correct our children? And some Christians say, never, ever are you to spank a child. And other Christians say it's perfectly fine and it is acceptable. Well, let's take a look at a couple of the scriptures on it. And in Proverbs, starting with Proverbs 13:24, it says, "He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him." And in Proverbs 22, verse 15, it says, "Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him." Now, the first thing you need to understand here is that when it talks about the rod of discipline, it's not like a police officer's nightstick. It's not like this club that's being used on a kid. Some of us remember the years when a parent might go out to the backyard and get a thin branch and a switch, it was called, and use that to strike the backside of the child in order to discipline them. And so we're talking about spanking and things like this. And it has become very popular in the world today to accuse someone of abuse, no matter what degree of physical discipline that they might apply to the child. And I would say that that is a very radical notion to suggest that a parent who is attempting to discipline their child with some kind of physical discipline, even when it's controlled and not continuing, is abusing the kid. That to me is a very radical perspective. There are some children that are very meek and mild and they respond to a strong word. There are some kids that if you raise your voice, they melt and they fall into a puddle of tears. There are other children that are very strong-willed, that are on the edge of outward defiant. And if not taught that failure to listen is pain, they will become a holy terror. So there needs to be wisdom in this. By the way, discipline, if you want to think about it, goes back to the root of control. Not the control of the parent, but ideally self-control. You might see a parallel here in the New Testament. You have Jesus called his followers, they were called what? Disciples. That's a root word of discipline. So there's a really fascinating spectrum that we're discussing here when we're talking about discipline. When you discipline a child, it might be a word. It might be a spanking on the buttocks. And by the way, I remember when Pastor Paul would spank me on the hind end with his bare hand, and it was because I had done something that I knew was wrong. It was way out of line. And it was a deserved discipline. And something that he would always say has struck with me, and I never understood it as a child, but I understand it as an adult. Before he would spank me, he would say, "This is going to hurt me more than it will hurt you." And as a kid, you know, your butt's going to get slapped and you're like, ah, it hurts. And you're like, what does he mean by that? That's ridiculous. This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. Well, what he said was very true, because he was talking about the emotional pain that is suffered when you know your child has been unrighteous or disobedient, defiant. That really hurts a parent's heart. And you start to understand as an adult how God is pained by our sin. God's heart hurts when he sees defiance, obstinance, unwillingness to please him. This is not why he created humans. He created us so that we would love him, so that we would receive blessings. He wants to be favorably disposed toward us, kind toward us. He does not wish to have to judge and discipline us. And it starts to really show you that the discipline that comes upon us is meant to correct us. It's meant to change us. And this is what repentance is supposed to be about, that we'll turn from the wrong, that we will begin doing good. When my father said, this hurts me more than it hurts you, it's because I had not listened to his guidance. I had spurned his direction. And that was the pain he was feeling. Yeah, the slap on my butt would go away and the sting would dissipate. But he would feel the hurt in his heart for a long time. And it's really profound when we learn how much our sin hurts God. And it was profound to me as a father when I realized how much my disobedience had hurt my father. Children need to learn this, and they need to learn it through a very disciplined fashion. That is, the parent needs to be under control. Many parents will try to correct their children, and they learned violent tendencies from their parents. They'll lash out, they'll smack their child, they'll slap them, or they'll punch them, they'll throw them to the ground. This is abuse. When a person is going to give corporal discipline or physical discipline, it needs to be controlled. It needs to be in cooperation with their spouse. There needs to be agreement on this. It needs to be after a cooling off period, not when you're angry and agitated and emotionally riled up. There needs to be a discussion with the child why it's happening and what they did and what the consequences are. And here's an important point. There has to be discussion. It's not loving to just lash out and strike your child, unless perhaps it's a truly dangerous situation and you don't have time to think, no time to talk. For instance, is all discipline out of abuse? Of course not. The classic is that the little child is near the stove and the parent tells the child, don't touch the stove, it's hot, it'll hurt you. And something in kids wants to disobey sometimes, do what they want. And if the little child is reaching for the element on the stove, the parent might slap their hand. Kid may cry, this is discipline. But the point is, it's done out of love and it's done to teach and instruct. See, here's the principle that children need to learn, and this is the part that people that will not do any kind of discipline with their child, this is what they don't understand, is that a child needs to learn that sin brings pain. Let me say that one more time. Sin and wrongdoing will introduce pain into your life and into the lives of others. If a child is allowed to go on, and if they learn that there's no consequence or that there's no pain associated with disobedience, then they end up growing up very often to be lawbreakers. If they seem to think that nothing's going to happen, really, if there's not going to be any negative consequence, if I won't suffer any pain, then why should I not keep on violating the rules? Why should I not do worse things if nothing's going to happen to me? And that's the biggest mistake that people will not discipline their child make. They think they're doing a big favor by being a friend to their child. Well, the truth is, your child needs a parent. They have lots of friends. They have friends their age. Your grandparents will often become more like friend figures to your kids. But a child needs a parent. They don't need you to try to become a friend to them. They need their parent to shape and mold their life and to give them guidance, to be godly examples to them of what maturity is. At some point when your child grows up, then you realize and they come to the conclusion that now we can be peers. Now we can be friends together. But at this point, your child needs to learn that sin brings pain. It brings suffering. And the fact of the matter is we learn from suffering. We learn from pain. We realize what we did wrong and we stop doing it. Now, of course, especially for the Christian, you have to be communicating to the child that you love them, that you're disciplining them because you don't want them to be wild. You don't want them to be unruly and undisciplined. You don't want them to be worldly. Over time, your child knows this. They know that when you are insisting on obedience and discipline for their sake, it's out of love. I'm reminded of 1 Corinthians 11, which discusses how God sometimes disciplines us. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. I remember, I think it's in Hebrews, where it says every child undergoes discipline. And if you're not disciplined, then you're a bastard. Then if your parent doesn't care about you, if your parent's absentee and doesn't care what happens to you, you're illegitimate. God loves us. He wants to adopt us as his children. He will show us discipline in order that we're not condemned, in order that we don't turn to sin and fail to reach eternal life. This is such an important topic. I hope that you will weigh this, think these things thoroughly, talk them through with your wife or your husband. God has a desire that we grow up to be godly, and Christian parents have this same desire for their children. You find that if you do these things in love, your children will appreciate you, and they will grow up to be moral, godly people and become self-disciplined Christians.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.